flown, I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
On the banks of the river, a man stumbles through the mist. A haggard, white-faced man. His face twisted with an anguish he can no longer bear. He hurries towards the dark water as a man might hurry towards the home of the woman he loves.
Hey now, where do you think you're going?
Let me go, officer. It's better this way than living in a nightmare, hearing the screams of the people and remembering... I don't want to remember, I tell you.
No. Take hold of yourself. Now, look, if you was to jump in there, I'd be duty-bound to fish you out, wouldn't I? That'd mean I'd get pneumonia, if nothing worse, and me with a family. You wouldn't want that, would you?
A face is always coming out of the mist on nights like this. I don't want to remember, I tell you.
All right. We all have a woman we remember from somewhere. Now, things pass, mister. They change and mellow. You'll forget you was ever in love with her.
I won't forget how I killed her.
Had any food in the last 24 hours?
No, I've been wandering the city.
Well, come and have a bite and you can tell me about it.
It's as he said it would be. Everything is fated. A man cannot choose the time to die any more than he can decide the time to be born.
My name's O'Brien. What's yours?
Edgar Spence.
Well, come on then, Edgar Spence. It's my time to knock off for the night, so let's go to Dan's Cafe for a drink and a square meal. You'll feel better after that.
All right. It doesn't make any difference, does it? Not in the long run.
Oh, well, there we are now. You feel any better?
I'm not hungry anymore. Men think they are so important. They think their little thoughts and big philosophies matter. They never seem to remember that a man with a full belly can be a philosopher. A man with an empty one can only be hungry. I've been hungry a great deal.
How did you come to kill your girl? Traffic smash? That leaves a man full of remorse. I mean, if he escapes and the girl...
Oh, no. This was no accident. She was murdered.
Murdered?
Yes. I killed her.
Oh, you don't say. Now, how did you come to do a thing like that?
Look at me. Do I look brutal and bestial?
No, not a bit. I'd say you were a friendly, ordinary sort of chap.
Look at my hands. Are they the hands of a murderer? No, never. I'm a magician by trade. That's why my hands are so supple. They have to be. Did you ever hear of the great Malvolio?
Oh, no, Mr. Spence. You're not going to tell me you're the great Malvolio.
I was his assistant. He sneered at me, played practical jokes on me. Malvolio was a good name for him. Oh, he's a great illusionist, a wonderful conjurer, a superb showman. But he's something more. Some thought it was only the gift of hypnotism. But I'd call it something else. Magic. Black magic.
Oh, is that so? Does all this have anything to do with how you came to kill your girl?
Oh, yes. It started that night in the old Scala Theater in Vespera.
Mm.
I was his assistant, as I said. But I didn't work on the stage. No. You see, all his illusions depended on fine clockwork mechanisms. A black velvet curtain must move exactly on cue, perhaps while he's directing the attention of the audience somewhere else. I made those mechanisms. I fitted them up for him. I was his carpenter, press agent, valet, anything. Until that night in Vespera, in his dressing room after the show.
You told me the timing in the Chinese cabinet act is wrong.
I'll fix it tomorrow.
You will fix it tonight.
What?
You must fix it tonight.
But why tonight?
Because, I have a surprise for you. I have a new assistant.
A stage assistant, do not be worried. Starting tomorrow, her name is Diana. Diana Leeson.
Not old George Leeson's girl.
The very same.
Wow.
You come help me get this grease paint off, eh? Good. Now, you know that old Leeson was probably the greatest illusionist the world has ever seen since the days of Masqueline and Divan, huh? There are some of Leeson's tricks that even I, the great Malvolio, cannot understand. And now he is dead. But Diana, his daughter, has inherited his secrets.
And you've got her to play ball, Malvolio. Good for you. But what about your present assistant? Huh? Elaine won't be happy to be replaced. After all, she's been more than just an assistant to you. She's going to be angry, you know.
Yes, well, I'll be the tall. Thank you. The Elaine chapter in my life is closed. Closed.
I hope she sees it that way.
She is gone. You won't see her again, I assure you, Spence.
What do you mean exactly? Elaine's in love with you.
Mind your own business. No, Diana is coming here. Now, get onto the stage and fix the Chinese box and be more careful in future. Have you met Diana Leeson?
No, but I have heard she's a nice person.
She is extremely beautiful. When I have talked business with her, I shall let you meet her. She may have some ideas. Now go, man. What are you waiting for?
You need the working lights, Mr. Spence?
Yes, Dan, I've got this to finish.
Okay, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Good night.
He's not finished yet, Spence.
No, not quite.
I want you to meet Diana Leeson.
Hello.
Diana, this is Mr. Spence, the man I was telling you about. He's clumsy, but willing. We can trust his discretion, however. He'll work to your designs and we'll recreate your father's base tricks.
How do you do, Mr. Spence?
Hello, Miss Leeson. I've heard a great deal about you.
Did you make this Chinese cabinet?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a very old trick, but the work is exquisite.
Thanks. All the best tricks are old, of course. It's how the boss presents them that counts.
Yes, yes. Now, my dear, it is getting very late, and I want to take you to supper. Good night, Spence.
Oh, but can't you come too?
I want that work finished tonight, sorry. Now, Spence understands. Good night, Spence.
That was the night it started.
She became your girl?
When she joined us, she was a happy human being with a mind of her own. But she came under his influence, as so many had done before her. She was like a rabbit hypnotized by a snake. Soon she was worshipping the ground he walked on. And of course he robbed her of her rights to her father's act. The funny thing was, I think he loved her too. She was easy to fall in love with. Small and dark and quiet, yet striking. She was a showman's daughter, and there was something about her you could never forget. Tell me, did you ever see the old illusion of sawing a woman in half?
Oh, yes, yes. It fooled me, all right. I never discovered how it was done, but of course nobody ever really sawed a woman in half. I mean, that stands to reason, doesn't it?
It's very simple. And of course it's been done to death.
To death?
We revived it, with a difference. Diana had some notes her father had made. She explained it to me.
Look at the plan, you'll see how it works. We don't use an ordinary saw or the usual patter. We send it up. I'm the old-fashioned heroine, the boss is the villain in the melodrama. He ties it to the platform with a circular saw and the orchestra plays spoof music.
Oh, yes, something like the great big saw came nearer and nearer.
Yes, and I'm calling for help, and this time it doesn't arrive. And as I'm sawn in half, he says to the audience, "Don't believe everything you read, friends." It's a new presentation.
Yes, a good idea. It looks all right, too. Diana, I wish you wouldn't.
But it's a wonderful idea.
Maybe. Diana, you mind if I say something?
Of course not.
There was a girl before you, Elaine Somerton.
I've seen her work. She was very good, too. But Malvolio explained to me she was possessive and she made scenes. Some women are like that.
Elaine disappeared. The night you came, she disappeared. Di, please think it over. What do you know about this man? His name isn't Malvolio, but what is it? Has he ever told you?
No. No, he never has. He wants to be Malvolio, that's all.
It's an unlikely story. Can you explain all his tricks?
Most of them. But some do puzzle me. Now, the one where he makes me disappear into thin air, what happens?
Don't you know?
No, I don't.
He hypnotizes you. Diana, the man has strange powers. Even I can't explain half the things he does.
Oh, they said the same thing about Houdini. But in fact, Houdini was only a great illusionist, just like Malvolio.
But Houdini had a history. He had a home, parents. He didn't just appear out of nowhere one day.
Edgar, oh, you're sweet to worry. But I might as well tell you, I'm in love with him.
And I'm in love with you.
Edgar, please. You're a sweet person. I'm sure you must understand.
Well, I'm leaving. I can't sit by and see... Well, see what's happening to you.
Leaving? But your job, what will you do?
Work up my own act. Edgar Spence, illusionist. And if you ever want me, you'll be able to find me easily enough. Bless you, Diana. I only hope you know what you're doing.
Oh, but she came to see you. Is that how it went?
Yes. 6 months later, she came to me. She was still beautiful, but the glow had gone. She was quiet and said little. But I knew she'd been given one gift at least by Malvolio. The ability to hate.
Oh, so this Diana came to you, did she?
Yes, she came to me. She didn't tell me what had happened. I didn't press her for the story either. But whatever it was, it had turned it into another person. Sometimes she looked over her shoulder, and I could see fear written on her face. She joined my act, and we did quite well, until we played the Palace in Maberly. It's an old theatre. And I'll swear the ghosts whisper in the dressing rooms and take a bow with the live actors after a show. Not that we minded the ghosts. I was happy, and I hope they were too. Curtain's just going up.
Oh, plenty of time.
Oh, that's a wonderful gown. Where did you get it?
It was delivered to the theatre this afternoon. Something Madame Carlo thought would suit me, I suppose.
Darling, it does suit you. Oh, white sequins. You'll look dazzling when they put the spot on you.
Well, dazzle is our business.
Di, did you mean what you said on the way to the theatre?
Yes. Eddie, I will marry you. It's the right thing for both of us.
I've always known it. I just didn't dream we were going to be so lucky. Di?
Yes?
Ever hear from Malvolio?
Not a word. We can forget him, Edgar.
You don't still love him?
I hate him. I don't know what power he had over me, but I'm glad to say I saw him for what he is before it was too late.
You saw him for what he is? What did you see?
His eyes were two holes burned in his skull with a red-hot iron. Nothing behind those eyes. Nothing. I was infatuated with him. But you saved me from him, didn't you?
Why? Why did you come to me? What was it made you leave him? You never told me.
He tired of me.
As simple as that. What did he do?
Oh, stop it. Don't insist on knowing.
I'll kill him if he can be killed.
He tired of me. I found myself walking one night, heading to the river. There was nothing in life for me. I must die. The thought was simple. It filled my mind.
Perhaps that's how he killed Elaine.
I stood at last looking into the water. There was nothing. Nothing left. Then I remembered what you told me. Two ideas fought in my mind. Yours and his. At last, I went back to the hotel and packed. And came to you.
Yes, listen. Mr. Spence, you're on now. You're on.
Thank you. We can't be happy together while he's alive.
Come on. We can't talk now. Let's go to work. We'll talk later.
Oh, you're right, I suppose. Here, hold me the curtain for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, they say that life is an illusion. Well, that's what I intend to demonstrate tonight. Now, just look at this pole. an ordinary flower bowl. Empty, harmless. A mass-produced article like thousands of its kind. One pass and... Hey, presto! Why, it's full of roses. Diana, come and meet people. Diana. I knew she was in that cabinet.
Third row of the stalls.
I've seen him.
I'm not dreaming, am I?
No. It's Malvolio. And he's smiling. Smiling that evil grin of his.
He sat there smiling at us. A man without a past, without pity, without a soul. A thing of such indescribable evil.
Oh, I know the feeling of looking at a man like that.
How can you?
Oh, well, I've helped to arrest some evil ones in my time. Harry Latch, the Bonstead killer, Wilcox the strangler, Bad Bennett, who bricked his missus up in a wall.
Then you know. You sense evil. You get expert after a while. There's nothing you can see or touch. But as we worked on the stage like two performing seals for the applause and the laughs, the amazement and the kicks of the audience, I could feel evil reaching out for me. We came to the last trick in our act. I knew there was going to be some trial of strength between this evil man and myself. And I understood quite suddenly where Diana had got that dress, who had sent it to her. I didn't know why.
Thank you, thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard of the old trick of sawing a woman in half? Well, no magic show is complete without it. I've got a slightly different version for you this evening, and I offer £1,000 in cold cash to any member of the audience who can tell me how it is performed. It never strikes any of you that I simply use a different woman every night. And now here is my lovely assistant. And here is the circular saw. All electric, all automatic. Unstoppable, impossible to fool. Diana?
Yes, Edgar?
Lie on the saw platform, if you please.
Of course.
That's it. Trust me?
Of course.
You must be crazy. Now I start the saw with this button. And now I direct my will to the saw blade. I prove that not even whirling steel can stand against the magician's magical power.
Turned away from the audience, and I was timing the moment to pretend to appear horrified as the saw moved towards Diana. It doesn't matter how the trick was done in our version. I had a concealed button under the sleeve of my jacket. A press and a mirror swung into place, and the illusion that Diana was still lying in the path of the saw persisted. The lights dimmed. The spotlight touched the whirling blade of the saw, touched that dazzling white dress. And as I looked at the blinding light, I heard Malvolio's voice.
Cannot touch the button under your sleeve, spare. Your power is to stop the song. You are transfixed to the spot. You cannot move.
Malvolio, you evil devil!
You cannot move. It is impossible for you to move. You cannot move. You cannot move.
Stop! Help me! Oh, God! I'm going to die!
To move. The saw went on. The illusion didn't work. The table took her nearer and nearer to the blade, and then I heard that terrible scream, and it was too late. I turned and ran from the theater. I got my car and headed for the city, and I've been wandering there. I don't know how long I've been wandering. Then I seemed to hear the boats calling in the mist on the river. I stumbled down somehow towards the river, and then I met you.
You didn't murder the girl, then?
No, of course not. Malvolio killed her. But what does it matter? Diana's dead, that's all I care about. Besides, who would believe me?
Well, I'm a cop, and I'm inclined to believe you.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't know what it means.
Just that somebody knows what happened. That just one person in the world believes me.
Oh, I believe you, Mr. Spence. You're telling me this as it comes out of your mind. You want any more to eat or drink, by the way?
No, thank you. You'll be very kind.
Oh, not a bit of it. You won't give us any trouble now, will you?
What? Trouble?
Well, you see, the man who owns this place, Dan Rafferty, was a cop himself once. I slipped a wink to him when we comes in and he recognized you, too. There's men from, well, your nice sanatorium all around.
Where is he?
That voice! I know that voice!
Dr. Turkus has arrived.
Dr. Turkus, that swine! Before I go, I'll finish you, O'Brien. I'll kill you!
Oh, be good and take it easy. I'm going to whistle here and...
You betrayed me! You sold me to the...
Stay where you are!
We've got a loaded series here. There.
You devil. You,
Turkus. Dr. Turkus.
You're Malvolio! Malvolio!
Relax, Edgar. You will wake in a nice, clean bed. You will like that, won't you?
Is he really dangerous, like you said in the papers?
There. He's going to sleep. Dangerous? Yes. He killed that poor girl in front of an audience.
Oh, it didn't seem the sort.
Oh, they never do. It is a typical severe case of schizophrenia, the split mind. He was two personalities. Sometimes he is himself, Edgar Spence. Sometimes he is Malvolio, his wicked self. When Edgar Spence gets under the control of Malvolio, there's simply no hope. Anything can happen.
But... he thought you were Malvolio, Doctor.
Ah, yes. A typical transference. One lays one's sins onto a scapegoat. Oh, no, officer, I am not Malvolio. But would it not be a joke on Spence if I were?
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5s Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present The Creaking Door.